Hey, what's good? What's cracking? What's going on? It's your boy Jay Fizzle. Proudly presenting that 924 Network presents the 924 Network Sports Talk 924 Super Bowl Preview Show. I'm your host, Jay Floyd, Jay Fizzle. Hey, coming to you live and direct. I want to say, hey, God bless on this wonderful, wonderful Sunday, beautiful Super Bowl Sunday, February the 7th, 2016. I'm telling you, it's Rough, Rugged, and Raw Radio, only on the 924 Network. Hey, I know it's been a long time. It's been a long time that I've done a sports talk show. I know. If y'all don't know, I'm on that that grown and sexy tip, that Dirty After Dark. But, you know, every now and then I got to get rough, rugged, and raw. And what way to get rough, rugged, and raw other than the Super Bowl? You know, it's the big day. It's the big things going on. You got the Denver Broncos and the Carolina Panthers. And for the next about 40 minutes or so, I'm going to give it to you rough, rugged, and raw, give you a little Super Bowl preview, a little NFL preview, you know, to see what's going on. It's been so long, family. It's been so long. So long since I've done a Sports Talk 924 show. So bear with me. Bear with me. But I know it feels so good because it feels so right. So with that being said, it's time to get in, you know. And like I say, I don't need it.
We're talking about practice. Not a game. We're talking about practice. Practice, man. I mean, how silly is that?
Exactly. I don't need no practice. I'm coming in rough, rugged, and raw. And I just want to say thanks for everybody for listening in on this special edition of the 924 Network Sports Talk 924. It's the Super Bowl Preview Show. Hey, caller, hit me up at 347-857-3969. Once again, 347-857-3969. So if y'all ain't been under a rock for the past 2 weeks or so, you know today's the Super Bowl day, 6:30 Eastern Standard Time. You're going to have the Denver Broncos versus the Carolina Panthers. Now, I wanted to do a show like this, I'll say about 2 weeks ago, and talk about how the Carolina Panthers and the Denver Broncos got to their point. But I'm sure you've heard all the pundits and all the analysts talk to you about this, that, and the third. But, you know, this right here is some amazing stuff now. What Cam has done on his side is what Denver has done on their side, Peyton Manning's done on his side, the Carolina Panthers, what they've done is amazing, to say the least, okay? But not only is it's amazing in the fact that it is the Super Bowl, and it's the 50th Super Bowl. 50th Super Bowl, family. 50th Super Bowl. So before I even get into the details, I'm just going to tell you about the whole big day of Super Bowl. Some Super Bowl facts real quick. This is the third straight season that the top seeds from each conference have battled. It's only happened three other times since 1990. So you got the number one seed in the Carolina Panthers going 17-1 in the regular season. I'm sorry, they went 15-1 regular season against Denver Broncos, who only had four losses themselves throughout the regular season. Also, this is the first time in Super Bowl matchup between two quarterbacks who were drafted number one overall. Peyton Manning, I believe, back in 1999, and your boy Cam, Big Cam, I believe, 2011. This is also the first time in NFL history, the first time that the number one overall pick, Cam Newton in 2011, and the number two overall pick, Von Miller, is playing in a Super Bowl. So you got, back in 2011, 5 years ago, you got Cam Newton number one overall, Von Miller number one overall, they're squaring off together. Awesome. Also, this is the largest age gap between starting quarterbacks. Think about it. Peyton Manning, 13 years and 48 days older than your boy Cam. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. Okay? Peyton and Cam have played Peyton Manning and Cam Newton have played each other once in their careers. Peyton won 36-14 against when the Broncos played Cam Newton. Cam Newton was sacked 7 times and posted a career low 5.9 QBR rating. Okay? So they've only played each other one time in history, and that's in 2012. Cam's second year in the league. So they don't know each other, they don't know his schemes, but the fact that it's all coming down and Kyle coming down Super Bowl 50, live and direct, all coming down on Super Bowl 50. I'm telling you, it's going to be rough, rugged, and raw radio. I'm telling you, this is going to be, and it's all in San Francisco, the backdrop of San Fran, Levi Stadium out there. It's going to be beautiful, beautiful sunny day. This is going to be a day that's going this can make history. It's going to be a beautiful, beautiful Super Bowl. That's what I'm predicting. I'm going to give you my predictions a little later on. Plus, I didn't even tell you, I may have a special guest calling in. So, some more of the facts. This right here is not only going to be an awesome Super Bowl, but it's also going to spotlight possibly the career ending. It's going to be maybe the last game for Peyton Manning, probably definitely as a Bronco. And it's going to be the beginning of a new age in quarterbacks for boy Cam. But let me tell you some interesting stats about the Broncos in itself that people really didn't realize. This right here is the 8th Super Bowl appearance for the Broncos. It ties the most between the Patriots, boo, the Steelers, and the Cowboys ever. So that says a lot about the organization. The Broncos are a great organization. They've been to 8 Super Bowls out of 50. They've been to 8. That says a lot about the organization. I'll tell you that much right there. The coach, Greg Kubiak, is the first man in NFL history to appear in a Super Bowl for the same team as a player and a coach. That man, Gary Kubiak, bleeds Bronco orange and blue. He bleeds it. And the first player to ever come as a player and a coach for the same team. That's remarkable. All right? Now, the Broncos have already lost 5 Super Bowls, the most ever. With this win, they'll be the 9th team to win 3 Super Bowls. So they've been there. Now, they don't have too much of a good record at the Super Bowl. But when they do win, it's all good. All right? This will be Peyton Manning's 4th Super Bowl appearance. 4th. Okay? He has had 4 different coaches in his Super Bowl appearances. Tony Dungy with Indy, Jim Caldwell with Indy, John Fox with Denver, and Gary Kubiak with Denver. Can you believe it? And he's only won the one with Tony Dungy, lost the one with Jim Caldwell, lost the one with John Fox, and we'll see about this one today. Peyton Manning could become the 4th quarterback to lose 3 Super Bowls, joining Jim Kelly, Fran Tarkenton, and his boss, John Elway. Peyton Manning is also the first quarterback in NFL history to take multiple teams to multiple Super Bowls. Only other quarterbacks is Kurt Warner and a guy by the name of Craig Morton. All right? Peyton Manning has completed 68.2% of his passes in Super Bowl play. The only other quarterback with a higher percentage is Troy Aikman at 70%. Peyton Manning threw 17 interceptions in the regular season, second most in the NFL, despite missing 6 games. Manning hasn't thrown an interception in the postseason and has never made it through a postseason with 0 interceptions within multiple games. Okay? Peyton Manning has not thrown multiple touchdowns in a Super Bowl. He has thrown 3 touchdowns and 4 interceptions in his Super Bowls. All right? The Denver Broncos have led the NFL in total defense for the first time in their franchise history. Hard to believe, right? You go 8 Super Bowls. You've been to 8 Super Bowls. This will be the 8th. And you never led the NFL in defense. Hey, sorry about that. You know, it's Super Bowl Sunday, you know, with many, many, many people online right now, things like that, technical difficulties happen. As I was talking about, the Denver Broncos and some interesting stats about them. The Denver Broncos have allowed the fewest yards per rush this season at 3.28. The third fewest rushes yards per game at 83.6. Demaryius Thomas set a Super Bowl record with 13 receptions in the Denver's last Super Bowl appearance, okay? So this defense is fired up. The defense has led, the Broncos defense led the NFL in sacks with 52 and added seven more in the postseason, okay? They are sack machines. So it's not going to be an easy win for Cam if he expects to win this, all right? So I just want to let y'all know it's going to be an awesome, awesome game. I'm definitely looking forward to Cam and Peyton putting on a show for the ages, and it's going to be awesome. Hey, I know I just got on. I'm going to take a quick commercial break. When I come back from the break, I'm going to talk about some stats from Carolina. I'm going to talk about some odds and ends, the Cam-Peyton Manning matchup, and then I hope I can have a – I got a special guest call in. Hope he'll call in and make it do what it do. Only on the 924 Network. It's your boy, Jay Flizzle. I'll holler at you in a little bit.
Yo, blowing niggas with rusty ass German things, giving the double as I motherfucking.
Rough, Rugged, and Raw. It's the 924 Network Sports Talk 924 Super Bowl 50 preview show. I'm your host, Jay Flizzle, Jay Floyd. So before the break, I was going to talk to you about the Carolina Panthers. They had a 15-1 regular season with awesome work from Cam Newton, tight ends like Greg, who's had, you know, in the postseason, he's had 12 receptions for 190 yards and a touchdown. He's been a beast. Your boy Ted Ginn Jr. has been a beast. They're a team on a mission, and I think they've been to the Super Bowl before. People don't understand that. This is their second trip to the Super Bowl. But the Carolina Panthers have, quote unquote, the MVP. They have the MVP of the league. They have this, the quote unquote Superman of the league. Definitely Cam Newton is definitely a sight to see. He's an Atlanta boy, born and raised in College Park, and it is amazing. But here's some of the stats on the Carolina Panthers. The Panthers are one of 13 active franchises that have never won the Super Bowl. The Panthers lost in their only Super Bowl appearance back in 2003. Only two players from the Panthers' 2003 team are still active in the NFL. Neither play for the Panthers, Julius Peppers and Steve Smith. The Panthers are the seventh team in NFL history to win 15 regular season games. The 84 49ers and the 85 Bears are the only teams to go 15 wins to go on and win the Super Bowl. The Panthers are trying to become the fourth team in history to win 18 games in a single season, including playoffs. Only the 85 Bears, the 84 49ers, and the 2007 Patriots have done the same thing. The Panthers led the NFL in scoring this season. Teams to lead in the NFL in scoring are 10-9 all time in the Super Bowl. The Panthers averaged 31.3 points per game. Okay, if they win the Super Bowl, it will tie for the fourth highest scoring average for an eventual Super Bowl in history. Cam Newton will be the eighth quarterback drafted number one to start in a Super Bowl, following Peyton Manning, Eli Manning, Drew Brees, Troy Aikman, John Elway, Jim Plunkett, and Terry Bradshaw. Cam Newton will be the third Heisman Trophy winner quarterback to start the Super Bowl and the first since Jim Plunkett. Others included Roger Staubach, who's also won the Heisman and started the Super Bowl. So Cam has a lot of things. You know, I read a stat that if he wins the Super Bowl, he'll be the first player in history to win the Heisman, win a national championship, be the MVP, and win a Super Bowl. That's never happened, folks. That's never happened. So I'm telling you, it'll be a wonderful situation if Cam wins. I think, if I'm correct me if I'm wrong, my guest is on right now. Let's see if I can get my special guest to call into the 924 Network Sports Talk 924. Hey, Colin, what what's going
is,
on?
What it is, what it be like. Guess who's back?
Family, what's good? Talk to me, man. What's going on?
Oh, man, you know, it's big day today. It's Super Bowl Sunday, so everybody come out the woodwork and got something to say about the big showdown between the Denver Broncos and the Carolina Panthers.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Bro, it's been so long since we've done that Sports Talk 924. People have forgot about you, bro. So you're gonna have to come correct and tell folks what's been going on with you, Jay Carrier.
Oh, man, you know, it's still sports talk. It's still sports that just takes up so much time. You know, just, you know, out with my son and just hitting the road and visiting schools and workouts and training. So it just took that time away. I couldn't be there, couldn't give it all the special attention that Sports Talk 924 needs. So I had to take a little bit of a hiatus for a while.
It's all good. It's all good. So tell me, Brock. Rough, Rugged, and Raw Radio, you know how we get down. So tell me. There's so many things you could talk about in sports, but since today is the 50th anniversary of the Super Bowl, and it's in virtually your home area, the Bay Area. Give me some rundown. Let me know first of all, since you're a Bay Area man, how they get down in the Bay Area right now?
Well, it's kind of funny. I was just talking to my son about this a little while ago. I was watching some of the that four-letter network coverage.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, if people are not sure, just to give you kind of a geographical idea of what's taking place, the Super Bowl, the game is actually being played in Santa Clara, California. So that's about 50, 55, 60 miles south of San Francisco. That's about another 30 miles south of Oakland, if that gives everybody kind of an idea where the game is being played at. You know,
wow.
What they showing you of all the bridges and all that stuff, man, ain't nowhere near Santa Clara. You know, so that's just where the game is at. You know, it's nowhere near, you know, San Francisco or Oakland. That's out, you know, on the way south of the Bay. But,
so
you know, bad
people
are bad people.
Right,
they
right.
Getting in, but, you know, it ain't, you know, if you, there's nothing, there is no, in Santa Clara, there's no city life. It's not the city. You basically on the outskirts, kind of, you know. It's suburban area. It's like in the suburbs is where you, is where they at. There ain't no big city life going on down there. But, you know, they still going to get it in like they do in the Bay Area. They ain't going to be no,
exactly.
Nobody sitting around because the sun is shining. So if the sun is shining, they going to party like it's 1999 down there.
Exactly. They're going to get it in. They're going to have to get it. Because, you know, you are, I guess they are in the Bay Area, so to speak.
Yeah, they're still in the Bay. They're still in the Bay, you know, but it's just not, you know, my brother and them are down there, and they're talking about how the Super Bowl experience is good. But, you know, listen, some of the media folks, you know, all the coverage, when they go and do their media, you know, TV shows and radio shows, well, they got to go down to San Francisco. So,
right.
None of the interviews and when they did the, you know, media day, that was all taking place
right.
in San Francisco, not in Santa Clara.
That was all,
so
that was all off on the pier, right? That was all done on the pier. And
right.
I remember that. I remember looking over there. So bro, give me your feedback about this matchup real quick. I just need to know what's going on and what you think about the matchups and give me that rough. What you think?
It's gonna be, and I know it's probably sound cliche. It's either gonna be a blowout or a hell of a game. Meaning Carolina, if they talk about Von Miller and those guys coming off the edges, like
right.
they're gonna be the showstoppers. I understand that, and that's wonderful. But Cam Newton is 6'5", 65 pounds or 235?
Yeah.
I don't
of
care
all men.
Who you got coming off the edge.
Exactly.
Like, you're not taking down Steve Young. You're taking down Cam Newton. So
exactly.
If he comes off, only way I see this, if Cam Newton has a bad game is those picks.
Right.
You know, because to me, Denver, they can't score enough points. Peyton Manning can't throw the ball more than 20 yards down the field. And they struggle scoring points. And I think that's
right.
where they're going to, you know, they can't let Carolina get hot, come off, jump out the box 17-0 right away like they've been doing to everybody. If that happens, you might as well start preparing to watch some of these good commercials, have another drink, break out the crown, and go and, you know, enjoy yourself because the game will be over.
Exactly. The game will probably be over. So you think that if Peyton, knowing Peyton, you know, he's been there, done that. He's very methodical and all that stuff. But you just don't think he's going to be able to match up and go toe-to-toe. It's not going to be a 35-31. It's not going to be an in-the-40s type football game.
I don't see it, dog. I don't see it. When was the last time Denver put up that many points?
There you
With
go.
With Peyton Manning. He can't, they struggle scoring the ball, you know.
True.
We got a high power offense going up against the number one defense, and there's only one person on the field that's not
right.
world class, and that's the Denver
right.
Broncos quarterback, which is the most important position on the field. Think about it. He's the only negative on both teams on the field.
Right.
He's the only player that can go to another team and may not start.
If you'd have said – now 10 years ago, you couldn't have said that. But
No.
He's not the Peyton Manning of yesteryear. He's lost several steps, that neck surgery. He never could run.
No. Nope.
So you're right. So what do you think – okay, if you were in the Denver Broncos locker room, what would be the keys to the game for the Denver Broncos and the keys to the game for winning for Carolina?
For Denver Broncos, you're going to have help over the top in coverage on the receivers. You're going to have to contain Cam Newton. You can't let him get to the outside on the edges. So you're going to have to try to this is my opinion. You're going to have to try to keep him inside. Now, they're going to call some run plays. He's going to pick up the first down. But you can't let Cam Newton hit you, kill you with big plays. He can't make big plays, you know, 30 yards, 40 yards down the field passing plays. Denver Broncos, they have to win this with defense. The defense has to win this game. They got to be the Baltimore Ravens. You know, that's all they got.
Bro. That's a tall task is to be the Baltimore Ravens, man. Come on, that's I don't know about that. That's asking a lot. You got Hall of Famers on that squad. I mean, don't get me wrong. Von Miller is a young buck that's showing he's got potential. And, you know, your boy on the other side is an awesome bookend. But I don't know, bro. But they are going against Cam, though.
That's a tall order.
That you got that right. So, what do you think? You give me your Super Bowl prediction, man. Give me your Super Bowl prediction and your Super Bowl score.
Boy, I'm just going and throw it out there. 35-13 Carolina.
Woo!
35-13 Carolina.
Damn.
Yeah.
Bro.
Hey, what? Why would they slow down?
You're right.
There's nothing's telling me that they're going to slow down. And
that's true.
Nothing telling me that Denver going to score any more points. Nothing.
You're right.
So they all saying they going to get after Carolina like they got after Tom Brady. Are you kidding me? So you telling me that Cam Newton and Tom Brady is the same dude?
Nah, not even close.
Not even close.
I don't even think come on. I mean, one footwork. I mean, one's a mobile quarterback who's got a cannon and he's huge.
Right.
You know,
a cannon.
He's not the MVP of the league for nothing.
You got it.
Gonna be crazy. That's gonna be crazy. So now you said 35-13. Carolina wins it, so we should be partying we should start to get our party on by at least the third quarter.
Oh yeah. Right before halftime.
Really, that's what I'm talking about.
It'll be out of hand going in. It'll be out of hand on the last drive of halftime.
Everybody should
be taking shots by then.
Oh, we definitely will. And, hey, can you stick around for one more segment, bro? Because I want to get into this. I know I got you on this football thing, but can I get into a little bit of the NBA?
Yeah. I got a little bit of time.
Cool. So let me take this quick commercial break. By matter of fact, while we at it, your boy Marcus just hit me up. So we're going to have to contact your boy Marcus to see what's good. So
yeah, he was calling me too.
Exactly. So we're going to have to see what's good. But let me take a quick commercial break, play a little music. I'm going to come back. We're going to jump into this NBA real quick, so I can get ready, head on, get my drink on.
Right. I'm right behind you.
All right. Hey, hold on for a second. We'll be right back on this 924 right. Special Edition.
The one and only outcast. Many a nigga falling fast, and I continue blasting quickly. Say they gon' get me, got something for them. The devil up in your grill and you still don't even know them. Show them who's the okay, like collard greens and hoe cakes. I got soul, that's something that you ain't got. That's why your style is rotten. Stop in the land of ATL, where nothing but pimps fully equipped, quick to make a sale. Well, rolling got my pockets, business booming like rockets. Folks try to stop it, but they know that it's bad.
Hey, Jay Carrier, what's good? Hey, Sports Talk 924, 924 Network. It's your boy, Jay Floyd, with special guest, Jay Carrier. Hey, man, I got it. Before we jump over to, we're going to talk about the NBA. But before we jump on the West, y'all, explain to me. I know this happened about a week or so ago, but explain to me what the hell happened with the Cavs firing your boy David Black.
Oh, that you look. First of all, they should have never hired the dude. You can't have the best player in the world coming to your team with the first time head coach. You see, LeBron want to play for a Pat Riley or somebody with rings and titles. You know,
Phil or Pop or something like that. Yeah.
Phil or Pop. David Blatt, I don't care if you won 30 European championships. No, I'll give you 50 European championships. It don't matter. This is the NBA. Okay?
Uh-huh.
So you bring a coach in that the star player doesn't like. Okay?
Exactly.
Not that he doesn't like him, he just doesn't respect him. He doesn't know him as a coach. He doesn't know who as an individual. He's never coached in this league before. So
exactly.
It was never going to work. But that just shows you the greatness, how great LeBron is. He took the team to the finals with no coach. And then what happened was you see how the team still hasn't meshed or hasn't gelled, which that's because what's his name is a bum. I mean, he's not. There is no big three in Cleveland. There's a big one and a half.
There's a big and that half is always hurt. He ain't never. Been,
Kyrie
never
is
been
the half.
Helping. Exactly.
Right. So that team is, and then they go up against the Warriors and get blasted. That was the icing on the cake. It was like, all right, yeah, let's make that move right now.
Right now. It wasn't even close. And the sad part about it is, I looked at some stats of all the Cleveland Cavalier coaches. Blatt has still the better winning percentage. Better than Mike Brown, Lenny Wilkins, and Mike Capello.
Yeah.
But this guy was.
Well, that's
because
he had LeBron James.
Exactly. Now, do you think that was. Now, I got a question. LeBron was in the hiring process, and LeBron was in the firing process. Why would a LeBron hire this guy to begin with, knowing he was going to fire him a year and a half later?
No, LeBron, David Blatt was brought on before LeBron made the decision to come to Cleveland. Yeah, that happened first.
Oh,
now,
dang.
LeBron should have been like, but see, that's where I go back and I criticize a LeBron James because
right.
Who the hell moved to Cleveland? How many times I'm going to say that? I'm going to say that. I've been saying that since we started Sports Talk 924. Who the hell moved to Cleveland, bro? You just don't do that. So,
right.
You know, going and put LeBron James in the category right there up there with Calvin Johnson. He'll be retiring soon because you don't go to Cleveland or Detroit. I'm talking about we're going to win some championships. It just doesn't
there
happen.
It's
2016.
Is,
you don't got to move. Look, why would you not move to great weather or a great city?
Mm-hmm. There
and,
it is.
And I
agree.
About the people.
I agree.
About the area. You know?
I agree.
I ain't moving to goddamn Cleveland.
So tell me this right now. Right now, 2016, is LeBron even still the best player in the league right now?
Ooh, well, it depends on how which as far as boy, because he's such a high IQ basketball player. He can do all, defend all. So yeah, if you picked your team and you get the number one, your first choice, yeah, I'm taking LeBron James. Because
he can play the one
some
through
nights
five.
Your shot is off. Yeah, he can play the one through five. He can attack, score, you know. But Steph Curry, if Steph Curry does this for a career, boy, he'd be on Michael Jordan's status. If Steph Curry does this, wins, you know, five championships, he ahead of Mike.
You're right.
That's how that works.
You're right.
I mean, it's crazy, but. What's about to happen is word on the street, you know, that Lake Show might be making some moves here or there. So
what? Yeah. So, you know, now speaking of that, it's Kobe's last year. Just last week, Kobe showed his greatness, dropping like 38.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's a beautiful thing for a man that's been playing 20 years, for him to go and drop. He basically said, I still got it.
Yeah, that's what he's saying.
I still got it.
He's averaging
I still got
20.
It.
I think they said he's averaging 21 over the last four games. So, you know, he's just retiring to me because the team isn't good. He's committed to it. He's true to his word. He's a Laker for life, so he ain't going to go to no other team. You know?
True.
And if he retires, they take some of that money off the cap. But, you know, the Lakers dug their own hole. You know, they made that
That's
mistake
true.
By not bringing Phil Jackson back. You bring Phil Jackson back, you have talent over here because people will want to come play. You know, you did that. You can count that. That's that Steve Nash and what's the coach they had before? That's ruined that program.
D'Antonio and yeah. They didn't keep him for a hot minute. So,
yeah.
You just think that the demise of the Lakers is not because of Kobe. It's because they didn't want to spend the money and keep Fields.
Right. So, Kobe be gone. Russell Westbrook, Kevin Durant will be headed over there. You might get one. You might get both.
Well,
but I promise you, one of them is heading to L.A.
Well, see, that's the sad part about it because other than the game they played last night, Oklahoma City has been on a tear. Kevin, your boy Westbrook has been just been going crazy.
Yep.
These past couple of games.
That team cannot beat the Warriors.
You're right. That's the thing. So, unfortunately, you're going to have to break that team up. Whether you said, the balance of power right now has been on the west side. It's been on the east coast for years now. By you breaking up Kevin Durant and Russell Westbrook, you got to break them up. And I could see Westbrook going to L.A., and I could actually see your boy Kevin Durant going to the east side.
It's a possibility.
The Wizards talked about him. A lot of teams would love to have the Durantula with him. The guy, he's a hybrid, 6'11", can shoot out the gym. I mean, I could see him, but I can't see all of that power going to the West Coast again. They're going to have to do something to break it up, man. The East is weak.
Well, here's what you could possibly have. You could possibly have a three-team or four-team trade because here's all that's going to move next year. Think about it.
Mm-hmm.
Russell Westbrook, Kevin Durant, one of them are going to move.
Right.
Kevin Love, he's going to move. And Blake Griffin, he's going to move. So
that's true.
I could see a Kevin Durant three-team deal trade. He ends up in Cleveland. Kevin Love ends up in L.A. because he's from L.A. as well. And if you're trying to compete against the Warriors, if you put Kevin Love on the Warriors, he'd be MVP because
that's
the style of play he knows how to play. Up
right.
and down, move the ball, selflessness, not standing around and watching. So I could see that happen. And then you have a big three. You have a KD and a Blake and a LeBron, putting together, or Melo. Melo going to make a move as well. So it's going to be a lot of shakeup.
You you're right, man. They're gonna have to make some moves in the NBA, and it's gonna be ugly. It's gonna be a beautiful thing. But do you think anybody can stop Golden State real quick?
No. It's that simple. No, we need to talk about it. The dudes is playing basketball the way it's supposed to be played. You know, they play selfishless. Nobody's selfish. They confidently take the shot, and it's always a good shot. It's always the right shot. Mm. Always the right. They don't pass up shots, and that's what you love about it. They don't pass up shots, and they'll make that extra pass. And that's basketball. That's why Cleveland won't win. That's you know LeBron wants to be on a team like that.
That's true. But he'll never win like that, bro. He'll never win.
No, because ain't that many players.
They
don't have enough players in the NBA.
That's true. I think it's Golden State championship to lose. And when they match up against San Antonio, they beat them. Match up against Cleveland, they beat them. Match up against Oklahoma City, they beat them. They don't care. They love it. They don't care.
They shoot even better. They're like, exactly. Oh, we're going to play even more free. We're going to let that thing fly.
They don't care. You try to stop Steph. First of all, Steph's dropped. Steph decides when he wants to drop 38 in the first quarter, when he wants to hit 11 three-pointers, how do you stop that?
You don't. You just hope to match it. You just got to hope to keep the game close going into late in the fourth quarter. You want to be in having a close game going late in the fourth quarter. Because, like you said, you can't match them. You can't match him 3 for 3. He hit a 3, you hit a 3, hit a 3, you hit a 3. Ain't nobody gonna do that.
No. You right. That's
and I don't even know why they're having a 3-point contest this year. I don't even know why I have one. Just get it, man, the trophy.
Thank you. Because he's hitting it for 45 feet. He's hitting it for 40 away. His last step, when he dropped back and he hit you from 40, not from 30 feet, from 40 feet, 45 feet. Come on, man. It's not even fair. But, hey, man, we're going to get off this thing because we got to meet up and make this thing happen. But, hey, bro, I appreciate you so much, Jay Carey, for being on this special edition of that 924 Sports Talk 924 Super Bowl preview edition. And, hey, bro, I appreciate the love, man. I appreciate everything. And we're going to make it do what it do very soon. Matter of fact, I'm calling you as soon as we get off the air.
Thanks for having me, man. Hey, I miss doing it. Miss all the fans. I know y'all enjoyed it. Hey, go on and put the TV on, sit down, have a drink, and enjoy that Cam Newton show. Get your popcorn ready. T.O. going into the Hall of Fame. I'm out.
Oh, we going to talk about that, too. All right. Hey, I'll holler at you in a little bit. Much love. Thanks, everybody, for listening in for this special edition of that 924 Sports Talk 924. And we's out. Peace.